Welcome to the Venus Index Podcast. I'm John Barbin. And with me is Lori Aquino, and she came fifth place in our last contest. Go over to venusindex.com and check out her pictures. All right, so Lori, so normally we start off with just kind of getting your background of how you what you did before you joined the Venus community and how you found us. So can walk us through your, I don't know, your diet and fitness life briefly before, and then how you got to us.
Oh wow.
Just briefly.
Before Venus, I was never overweight when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. You know, it was after I got married and had my girls, and went through the divorce, came back from the divorce, and they warned me, you gain weight after such things. Mm-hmm. And I did. And so my breaking point was I went to buy pants again for the upteenth time. Mm-hmm. And thought about actually buying elastic waistbands. And I thought, oh no, this cannot happen.
Something has to
change.
Oh
my gosh, I'm getting ready to buy old people pants.
Yeah, okay, so when's this? Like timeline.
I had noticed I was overweight in September of 2010. I had a 20th high school reunion. But it really didn't hit me until probably the middle of 2011.
And what weight did you get to there, if you don't mind me asking? Or do you
I was about 154.
Mm-hmm. And how tall are you?
I'm 5'2".
Okay, so yeah, you don't like that.
It was enough to make me look rather hefty. Mm-hmm. And plump, I guess you could say, to put it nicely. But I had started on my own and managed to lose about 20 pounds on my own. And then,
don't just gloss over that. How'd you do that?
Well, I did it. I had done Atkins before. Mm-hmm. When I was married. And this was kind of similar to Atkins, and I didn't have any problems with that. And basically, I just cut the bad carbs again. You know, what I would consider bad carbs. I know they're not bad now, I did. Mm-hmm. And so I cut a lot of the refined sugars, a lot of...
The high caloric density stuff.
Yeah, and went with more of your whole grains, mm-hmm. The stevia extract instead of the Splenda, and the pink and the blue. And I lost about 20 pounds doing that. Mm. So I really wasn't following calories yet, but because of what I was doing, I was naturally cutting calories. Mm-hmm. Now, when I look back on it.
Sure.
So. Okay. And in the middle of that, someone introduced me to MyFitnessPal. And we all know where that story goes. We run across California girl, Roberta, and being the kind of introverted, shy person I was, I never messaged her, nothing. I just kept reading her blog. Mm-hmm. And eventually picked out words and actually did a lot of research online and came across you guys that way.
Uh-huh. Okay. And then you joined, when did you join us?
October of 2012.
Okay.
Not quite a year.
Yeah. Okay. So do you just embrace it right away, or do you like kind of put it on the shelf, or kind of what happens?
Well, we had started, I've done several work challenges during all this as well. Mm-hmm. And we were in the middle of one at work at that time that I found you guys. And I had done a couple weeks of P90X, and I really enjoyed the free weights part. Mm-hmm. Not so much the other parts, mm-hmm. but I really enjoyed the free weights. And so by the time I had found the Venus, I was already been introduced to doing some free weight stuff. I did that a couple weeks, and then I did a couple CDs or DVDs from Jillian Michaels, and then tripped upon you guys about a month into that work challenge with mm-hmm. the girls at work. And I think I started that challenge at 138 pounds, which is when I joined you guys, and managed to get down to 125 by the end of that work challenge.
Oh, wow.
And that was...
Okay, so that was... when was that?
That one started September of 2012. I found you guys in October, and we ended it in November. Mm-hmm, so we did a good 8 to 10 weeks there.
Right.
And I had dropped another 13 pounds.
Okay, so you're just chipping away over a course of time here, which is actually a very good way to do this.
Yeah.
Like as far as...
Yeah,
far
I discovered...
Go ahead.
Yeah, I totally understand your guys' whole ebb and flow, because I've found that's how I lose my weight. I do it for so long, and then I kind of take a little bit of a break, and then I do it again.
So. Yeah, okay, so Right, because here in the contest, we've profiled your last, let's say, 8 pounds, as it were. So, talking about the whole story, though, starting at your heaviest, we're looking at, so what was the weight that you finally came in at the end here?
114.
114, which isn't bad on your height, right? It looks good on you, like for sure.
Yeah.
Is that a
Oh
weight
yeah.
you expected to hit, or were you surprised, or did you weigh that at some point in your adult life before?
I don't remember when I weighed this. Gosh, it's been forever. But the last time I think I did weigh that, it was not a healthy look for me. The Venus has at least given me a shape, so it's healthy. Unfortunately, last time I got really, really low was in the middle of my divorce, and I looked very sickly. So, again, that's something, you know, when you guys say that this is giving you shape, and there's a reason that you need to work out with the shape. And I even tell this to a lot of girls who now ask me questions, you know, you're working out for the shape behind the weight. So when you lose the weight, there's a shape there. You just don't look so sick. So,
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you might have stressed your way down to that weight last time.
yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So what'd you think of the concept of training for shape? Had you thought about that before, or was that sort of new to you?
That was new to me, but it really appealed to me. I had already started learning about like weight ranges for height, so I was really happy to learn about that. I didn't have to be a specific height, weight type deal. Some people have bigger frames, some people have a smaller petite frame, and I was just very happy to see that there was a weight range. And so to add in the shape to that concept was just, that was kind of a freeing moment. It's like, oh, I could look a certain way at a certain height for my build and be within a range. So I wasn't really aiming for a specific weight anymore, more than, you know, so much more than a shape that I really wanted. And I think that's what we all want ultimately. It's not necessarily a weight, it's more so much of a shape we want.
Yeah, wouldn't you say that whatever weight you might have had in your mind, it was always associated with a very good shape, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's not like you're just imagining yourself just being a little stick.
No. No.
Okay, so well, okay, so this is really the end of a much larger transformation, like what, almost 40 pounds or something, right, or 35, something like
Yeah.
that.
Oh yeah.
So, and I like what you said about the ebb and flow. So, can you kind of talk people through not just this contest, but like what it was like how you've done it, like you push hard, you back off, you push hard. Like, what was sort of your mindset throughout all of that? Did you ever feel like you were going back the other direction, or was it just sort of pressing the gas and taking a break? Like, what was that process like?
Well, I was really geared for this contest. I was really pushing forward, but I had actually put in my before pictures for the last contest and realized about halfway through that there was just no way I could finish it. I was just going through a tremendous amount of stress and w was very quickly was like, okay, I need to allow myself to let go and just maintain till the next contest. And that again was a very freeing act for me. You guys talk a lot about mental energy, and I so understand that as well. And with that last contest, it just there was no way I was going to be able to do it and do it to the best of my capabilities. When I went into this contest, I had a lot of coworkers. I had 16 different coworkers come up alongside me, and we did another coworker challenge. And that just kept my mental energy so much higher up that I was able to push harder through this contest and finish. When we all made goals, you know, my goals were specifically, okay, I'm going to do my workouts 3 times a week. I was aiming for a weight, just, you know, a basic weight for me, and then that I was going to submit pictures. That was like one of my goals. And if I didn't do it, then I didn't complete my challenge. And so every week, you know, there was someone there going, come on, Laura, you know, you're working really hard at this. Of everybody, you're working the hardest, so you got to do it. And that just helped. Now, in the contest itself, of course, there were days where I didn't want to. There were days I struggled, but it was really nice to have those people behind me and just cheering me, you know, cheering me on a little bit and pushing me a little bit and reminding me what I was doing. So I was very lucky.
Yeah, I was gonna say not everyone has that. Did you? So I think some people use the Venus Forum kind of as their surrogate group. Did you? Is that? Are you active in
Exactly.
there, or is it not your style?
Yes and no. I'm kind of a quiet person for the most part. I try to I'm
And
kind of
yet
forcing
you'll get
myself to
into
get out there a little bit
yeah,
more.
and yet you'll get into a bikini and throw your pictures up.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You should hear all about the lovely cat calls I got doing that downtown Greenwood.
Oh, do tell. Do tell. Oh yeah. You,
we
yeah. We can get
guy.
Back to the other stuff. Let's talk about that right now.
No, I'm a very shy, introverted woman.
Oh, yeah.
To get into the bikini itself was hard. So the girl decided to do my photos. Decided she wants to do them downtown Greenwood. Now, it's a little suburb of Indianapolis, so, you know, it's not like I was downtown Indianapolis, but we did it on Sunday morning thinking no one would be downtown at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, the wall we were using, everybody needed to go to work that day just as we were taking the pictures in a lime green bikini in front of this red brick wall.
That's awesome. So everyone's watching this?
After another, yes, these guys, they're all men.
Oh, that's great.
They're showing up, watching me take pictures and pose in this bikini. Yeah, but you know, I felt good afterwards. And they were like, hey, honey.
Yeah, this is it. This is the payoff. You're a model.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
And my photographer she giggled and she had a good time with it.
Yeah.
After about three cars showed up, we left. And there was a couple more that showed up afterwards. But
right.
Yeah, that was my funny from the
picture. Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. I'm sure most, yeah, no one's come up with that yet. Most people keep their photo shoots pretty private. But
yeah.
Who cares? Just roll with it. That's awesome. Anyways, back to the contest. Back to your trip through the contest. I guess, where were we? I guess we were talking about whether or not you use the form or what your sort of personality is in the form there.
Yeah, I've been trying to get in there, and I'm finally getting to know some of the ladies, so it makes it so much easier. And I am much more active on the Facebook group we have.
Mm-hmm.
It's just easier for me to jump on there during the day than it is to get onto the forum. And like I said, I work at a bank, so sometimes we can jump, you know, real quick on my phone and do something real quick, but I can't necessarily jump on the forum on the computer or anything. So, they're very supportive. I definitely would say get involved in the community 100% and get to know the ladies and, you know, get a couple that you really, you know, connect with and that maybe has the same body style as you, so you can see in your journey where you're going or where you could possibly go. Not necessarily, you know, everybody's different, but mm-hmm. just the possibilities that you could see is very encouraging.
Did you kind of do that? Did you have an eye on somebody who you thought might be similar to you, or what did you do?
Well, not at first,
mm-hmm.
But eventually I paid a lot of attention to Kimberly because she is, I think, like half an inch taller than me. I'm like 5'2" and like a half or
mm-hmm.
something. And so I was asking her and Carla and Carrie and everybody on the Facebook page. I've never had abs in my whole life. And I'm like, that's my goal.
Mm-hmm.
Just once in my life, just to be able to see my abs. And, you know, I was asking a lot of questions. And Kimberly was like, well, you're kind of built like me. And we tend to be on the lower weight range. And so after I started noticing, yeah, she's probably right. Then I started watching how she did things and
mm-hmm.
what her weight range tends to be. And so, yeah, I tend to pay attention to what she says for her and how things work for her on the forum and the Facebook page.
Yeah, and I think we've instructed people to do that. It's not perfect, but it's as close as you're ever going to get to finding somebody.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, there's still obviously genetic differences and all that, but at least you've chosen someone who's similar height, maybe similar
mm-hmm.
slightness of build, or however you want to call it. Like, if you pick someone who's 5'10", it's just like, I don't know, it's probably not really representative of what you're going to end up like, right? So it kind of doesn't
right,
make sense.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why when I saw Roberta on my fitness pal, I was like, oh my gosh, she's not that much, you know, she's my height, she's my build. I mean, she's a few years older than me, but gosh, if she can look like that, I can do that. And it was just very inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
And so to pick someone who inspires you is a good thing.
Yeah. And then as far as the, okay, so you're just are you just doing 3 Venus workouts a week, or are you doing anything different?
I enjoy Zumba. So every once in a while there I do and go to a Zumba class. But other than that, no. Just
no.
The Venus workouts.
And then for diet, where you can, like, what was your strategy? Because I know we kind of have, there's a lot of flexibility with what we say.
I try to stick with a calorie count. And just depending on the day, I typically will skip breakfast
mm-hmm.
and then enjoy lunch and dinner, or I will do the opposite and I'll have breakfast and lunch and skip dinner, depending on the day and if my girls are with me to have dinner with me that night or not. Mm. But yeah, I do definitely skip one meal, and I try to keep my meals around 300 calories each. Mm-hmm. And it just balances out for me. I did notice through the contest that for me to lose, I had to keep my calories personally at around 1,000. Anything, once I hit about 1,200 or more, I really didn't lose.
You were just stagnant, like, yeah.
So, yeah.
And I'm glad you pointed that out, because it's our calculator is our best guess, but it's never, we can never know 100% for any one particular person. So you do have to, it sounds like you understood right. That you're going to have to sort of test it out, as it were, on yourself until you get your answer.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, was that, did you find that surprising or difficult to deal with, or you just sort of understood that that's what, you know, that's it. There's no other, the proof is whether or not you're losing.
Right, and that's what it came down to is, you know, for a while when I was maintaining through the first Venus, for the first one this year, mm-hmm. you know, I maintained fairly well, and I always have, well, obviously I didn't because I gained weight, but I mean, overall.
Yeah, but recently, yeah.
Yeah, but recently, as I did the ebbs and flows of going, you know, working out for several months and then, you know, taking a break, working out, taking a break, I did maintain fairly well. And so as I got into those routines, I could see where my calories were hitting. And I really just came to a conclusion that I was doing better at a certain calorie count and tried to keep it there. I would encourage anyone to calorie count for a while mm-hmm. to learn your habits, to learn what works for you as far as, you know, what your patterns were seeing when you lost, when you didn't lose.
It requires a bit of honesty with yourself, doesn't it? Because the tendency is to want to kind of try to convince yourself you can eat more.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That whole... if you can't be honest with yourself, then you're kind of setting yourself up to fail. Because yeah. until you're down bare to the heart, honest with yourself and what you truly want and truly fight for it, I mean, you're not going to get very far. Mm-hmm. And do I like eating at 1,000 calories? No, not always, but I have a big drive to do this for myself.
Right.
And now, that supersedes it.
And now, do you give yourself some wiggle room on, like, special occasions, weekends, like, or is it you consistent day to day? Like, what's your, do you have any pattern there?
I give myself a little wiggle room, but that has just come into play this last, I mean, like I said, this last contest was just so amazing for me because I had a lot of help and I have mentally reached such a greater understanding of everything for myself personally and learned so much about myself and how much, you know, mental energy I can do and how much I can't do and what I personally can handle. Mm-hmm. And that is very much a part of being honest with yourself. Because if you can't learn those things, you don't know how to progress. And so through this contest, it was just really great to learn so much and be able to step forward. Mm-hmm.
And also, I think you've touched on something that a lot of people don't talk about, is understanding your limits and when to back off.
Yes.
Now, was that kind of a new thing to, like, embrace that? Or do you always have that, do you have to resist the tendency to just go?
I would say now I embrace it. I've always noticed that in myself, being a single parent. I've always noticed that I've reached a certain point where I couldn't handle anymore. Mm-hmm. And so now it's taken me all this time to finally get to a comfortable position to go, okay, I can't do it. Mm-hmm. And it's okay to not be able to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're not a failure or anything. It's just
everyone's
got a limit.
Exactly. And, you know, I can always, the key is not to allow yourself to let that go further than it should, mm-hmm. I think you have to be able to go, okay, I took a break, I'm doing good, now I got to stand back up and get going again, and not allow myself to slack. Mm-hmm. I think that's where I got in trouble in the past. It was, okay, I need a break, and then that break went way longer than I ever intended it to go.
It turns into a couple of years.
Exactly.
Yeah. But like we discussed before, there's gonna be pockets of the year, like a couple of month stretch where it'll work out. Like there's a couple of times a year where it'll work out and you'll actually really be able to push hard.
Exactly.
And so
And
you just
that's what I've found I can do.
And then you just take advantage of them as they show up.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Go full force if you can.
Yeah, because you don't know when that next one's coming, so you might have. Do you find that you just it's sort of it all kind of comes together, and you're like, oh man, this was a good run of, because it sounds like you've been doing this for a couple of years, a year and a half now, where you ride a wave, then you recognize that life's catching up, so you have to back off. It's do you recognize when you're in the middle of one where you're like, oh, this is gonna work? Because it sounds like you've recognized when they're not gonna work.
Only within the last year. I think with allowing myself to stop the last contest and go, no, I can't do it, I think I finally got the in my own mind where I could understand when I need to stop. Before, I don't think I realized it. I think I just got to a point where I was burnt out and I had to stop. It was more of a desperate, oh my God, if I don't stop, I'm going to fall. But
So it wasn't a
within the
conscious
last,
decision. It was more of a it
yeah,
happened to
not
you.
exactly until this year. And now I'm finally grasping these concepts, and it's just so much, it's such a weight that comes off of you to understand. It's just a great feeling. I can't explain it beyond that. I don't feel like a failure anymore. I don't feel like I can't do it. It's like I can do it. It's just going to take a little bit longer, and that's okay. It's a lifestyle change. It's not something that I'm done with at the end of the year.
Yeah, it's not like if you don't get there by these 12 weeks, that's it. There's never going to be another set of weeks where you can get it done again, because clearly you're living proof that you can do it in chunks and you can get as far as you want to go. And it's a very sustainable way, I would say, the way that you've done it. It's like, I know we've had people, and I've talked to people who try to make it all happen at once, and it's like, hey, give yourself a break. You're asking your body and your mind to produce too much at once. And you're right, it is freeing when you be like, oh yeah, I can do this in two parts over the next 8 months if I want.
Yeah, exactly. And it just makes you feel so much better. And then, because it is a lifestyle change. It's not just I'm going to do this now and then I'm never going to do it again, because you'll be right back there several years now from now doing it all over again. So I think I've just grasped that it's something I'm going to have to do for the rest of my life, and I'm okay with that now. And so that just makes it easier to take that next step when needed.
Did you ever resist that thought that it's just part of your life, or was it a matter of recategorizing? Like, it sounded like the catalyst was that day where you were contemplating stretch pants. So like, was there like a mental shift about like, this isn't a one-time intervention, this is a new life?
Not then, but now as I've gone through it, yes, I've come fully. When I started this, I was like 39 and I was getting ready to hit 40. I don't know what happened at 40, but I had to have new glasses, new everything. And so I think going through all that made me realize, okay, things have to change, because I don't want to be, like the person up the street who is in a wheelchair or having to have their knees replaced or whatever. I don't want to be that person at 50 or 60 or 70. And I had to make a conscious decision of it and understand that this had to be something that I had to do for the rest of my life. So I had to embrace it, accept it, and then figure out how to make it fit to where I could live it.
Exactly. So in your priority list, where does it fit now?
Oh, it's one of the top ones, definitely. Just getting out there and going, okay, can I fit? What can I fit in this week? What's going on this week? How can I arrange everything so that I can do what I need to do? Or does this need to be a break for me? I mean, last week was a perfect example. I had, my oldest daughter started college. I happened to catch an acute sinusitis, which is always fun.
Oh yeah, that's awesome.
But yeah, last week became was a break week for me.
Yeah, I'll bet.
So, but it was okay, and I was like, okay, well, I can do it, and I'll just take the break. I'll just watch what I eat sensibly, and next week, as soon as the meds all kick in and I can regain my balance and not hurt myself with a hand weight, I'll do it again.
Yeah, so that and that's a very comforting feeling. You can always come back to it. It's not like it's going anywhere. Like, you can just
Right.
always, once you know the tools, you just keep reapplying them.
Exactly.
All
It
right.
is just not,
Go ahead.
I don't know, it's obvious, I guess, that I don't know how to explain it. It just doesn't seem as dark you know, in my life. It's just, it's freeing. Like I said, I think that's the biggest thing I've learned through all this, is that this is just a freeing knowledge, knowing this.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I guess we're getting towards the end here. What is your sort of take-home advice for anybody listening that's not sure about the process, or was where you were contemplating the elastic band pants? First of all, don't buy them.
Don't buy them. No, don't buy them. Definitely know that you have to be honest with yourself. First and foremost, you have to admit, you know, there are days you can take it and days you can't. Learn what your mental energy is. Definitely go with ebbs and flows, but don't allow yourself to stop. Just remember there's a point you got to get back up and get back on the program, mm-hmm. you know, whatever you decide. But it's okay to take a break, and it's okay to push hard when you're ready for it. And you can achieve it. You definitely can achieve it. If I can do it with three teenage daughters who drive me crazy day in and day out, anybody can do it.
Mm-hmm. All right. I think that's a good place to leave it, unless you have something else.
Nope. That's it.
Okay. Well, that was great. And congratulations on your transformation. So for Lori Aquino, I'm John Barbin, and that's your Venus Index Podcast.